Over the weekend, Governor Ron DeSantis signed off on 10 new laws. Some will go into effect as early as July. I'm Gabrielle Bolden. The new laws range from an indoor vaping ban to penalties for harming police animals and public record exemptions. Florida voters signed off on Amendment 9 in November. It prohibits vaping or electronic cigarettes in an enclosed workspace. DeSantis has approved an implementing bill for the amendment. American Lung Association's Amy Diaz-Lyon calls it a great opportunity to inform the public.
This, we believe, would provide clear authority for the comprehensive statewide tobacco education and use prevention program to engage in prevention and education around the use of electronic smoking devices.
But Joshua Unger, owner of Von Vape in Sarasota, says vaping helps fight the addiction of tobacco.
I personally have witnessed hundreds of people in hundreds of stores in the state transition from smoking to vaping and then to not vaping. I personally vape zero nicotine. That is an accurate statement. It does exist.
If the law is broken, violators will pay a maximum penalty, not exceeding $25, complete an anti-tobacco program, or finish 50 hours of community service. The new law will be effective July 1st. DeSantis did not have to sign off on another measure of the amendment, which bans offshore oil and gas drilling. Meanwhile, the state is increasing penalties for killing police canines and horses. Violators will receive a second-degree felony instead of a third-degree felony if they were to harm or kill the animals. It earns a maximum of 15 years in prison for those found guilty. Canines United founder Debbie Johnson says the creatures are more than a weapon.
These canines are not tools. They are an extension of their handler. A tool is a taser. These are living, breathing animals with a heartbeat. They have one of the most dangerous jobs in law enforcement and are often the first ones in.
The bill's effective date is set for early October. Other bills approved included aging programs, notifying the Legislative Auditing Committee of financial errors, expanding exemptions to the state's open record laws, and transferring some functions of the Department of Elderly Affairs to the Agency for Healthcare Administration. For WFSU News, I'm Gabrielle Bolden.